Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast. I have a channeled message. Actually, this podcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be channeling. And I'm going to be channeling from God, a message from God. So, I just came out of a meditation, and this is what I received, so I wanted to share it with you. God is saying, God is saying, you are beautiful. You are so beautiful that you have my beauty. That's what God is saying. He's saying, I'll give you my happiness. That's what I was getting. You know, you have my beauty. I'll give you my happiness. Don't ever be too heavy from like the world and try to remember me. Because I'm in your heart, and I'm with you. I'm your best friend. I'm guiding you, protecting you in moments that you don't even realize. You think that something happened, but in reality, it could have been a lot worse. And I was there. I'm watching you. I'm seeing you. I'm protecting you. You have been traumatized. I'm channeling, guys. This is what I'm getting. You've been traumatized by the cruelty and heaviness and weight of this world. So seek me. Seek me because I'm here to help you. I'm helping you already. And when you see that, you will be okay. You will be happy. Take my happiness. Take my joy. That's what He's saying, take my love, and it's yours, it's all yours. You have a best friend in the universe, or like, that's what I'm getting. You have a best friend always with you, carried with you. Don't look for me and other people, is what he's saying, but he means like, well, I'll just keep channeling, I guess. So, and I'm channeling from Lord Krishna if anybody had any questions. So Krishna is saying, don't expect divine love from humans who are just like you on their own path and not aware of me. Each human has the ability to be aware of me, but not many are. So do not worry if you are let down by the world. That is normal. That is natural. This is a flawed place. Earth, like Bhu in Sanskrit, it's called Bhu. Bhu Mandala, right? So Earth, Bhu has been pillaged, is what I'm hearing. Like, Earth has been destroyed out of ignorance. Like, the selfishness and greed of human beings are only there because of ignorance. Ignorance of the self, lack of awareness of the self. So human beings think that the desires that they have are worth chasing. But in reality, I'm the only thing worth chasing or going after or seeking. Nothing in this world will give you pleasure, will give you lasting pleasure, because it's not meant to. This world is not meant to give you lasting pleasure, because this life itself is not lasting. It's material, it's temporary, and this world is a material world. It's not an eternal world. Things here decay. It's the laws of nature. This world is governed by time. So do not worry too much about being hurt. You will be hurt if you just allow your consciousness to be thrown around like that. No, instead fix your consciousness upon me, upon divinity, which is within you, all of you. Seek to find me. I will be there for you. If you look for me, I will reveal myself to you. I come to those who really search with a need to know. That's who I appear to. And it can be you. It can be anyone. But just know that a relationship with me is your biggest gift here. And it is the goal of all human life. It is the only goal of human life. Anything else is karma. Anything else is just accumulation of karma, because you are interacting with matter back and forth, right? You interact with the world and the world changes you. No, do not do this. Have control over your consciousness. Fix your mind upon me. Seek to know me, and I will appear in the form of blessings for you. And this world will no longer be so heavy for you. This life will no longer be so heavy for you. But instead, it'll be filled with wonder, joy, delight. It'll be filled with color. It'll be filled with real happiness, which not many humans on this planet have experienced. Krishna is saying, I am the answer. I am the answer to all war. I am the answer to all heartbreak, to all pain and suffering and loss. I am the answer. There is wisdom that I have given the human race, that the human race can know. Hold on, there was something else I was getting from God. There is wisdom I have given the human race. This is the wisdom that is the truth. And once you know the truth, you will be free. You will be set free in your mind, individually, all of you. So really quickly, guys, I'm going to stop channeling for a second to give you an anecdote, kind of. So I was meditating, like I said, right? And I know, like, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So in one of his pastimes, he came across an old, like, he was a child and he was living in India, in his town. By the way, Krishna was a person that, like, walked the earth. At one point, he came down here, and he resided in Satya. I think it was Satya Yuga, not Kali Yuga, but Satya Yuga, I think. Oh, and he took the form of Lord Rama. Actually, he's taken various incarnations. His last one being, oh my gosh, what was his last one? Buddha? Was it Lord Buddha? I don't know. Maybe. I think yes. Anyway, so when Krishna was here as his original form of Lord Krishna, which incarnation was that? The 8th? I don't know. Okay, let me get on with the story. So he was a child. He like lived in a beautiful place with a courtyard, and one day he comes across an old lady, like a beggar lady, kind of, and she was begging for alms, which is like donation, and she had like a, I'm gonna cry telling this story, she had like one pearl left in like her basket or whatever, and she's like, you know, alms, or I don't know, you know what they say, but she was like announcing her presence basically, and she had one tiny bead. It wasn't even a pearl, it was like a bead of something, and she was like, please, like, I have this bead, like, what can you give me, you know? And this is God, you know, that she's in the presence of. So Krishna, like, approaches her, and I think Krishna, like, laughs with her and teases her a little bit in, like, a cute way, you know, how he does. Because God is very playful. That's why if you're just starting out in your spiritual journey and, like, in, like, approaching, like, Krishna, like, you're gonna be, you have to really want it. It's kind of hard to be, on this quest of, I'm not saying this to, like, reject anyone, or what is it, deject anyone on the path of, like, seeking Krishna, but he's very playful in the sense that he'll test his people a lot. Reason being, it makes you grow in your spiritual power and nature and resilience, and then you do pass the tests. Like, he makes sure that you do pass the tests that he gives you, and then you do attain him and, like, all the, you know, spiritual wealth and physical wealth in the world. Like, you do, by default. And when I say wealth, guys, come on, I'm talking about having peace in your heart, right? You guys know me by now. That's what wealth means to me. Wealth to me does not mean material stuff, because all of that is the same as all of the other material stuff. So how is there any conclusive value, right? But what is truly valuable is peace, because you cannot get it from matter. You can get it from spirit. So, from God. So, anyway, so yes, you are given rewards when you seek God and keep seeking God. Oh, your life becomes very easy. And, well, of course, after a while, and very lovely and sweet and free. You're just free. You have peace, you know, and joy, like, real joy that comes from your heart, that comes from, you know, him, knowing him. Anyway, and, you know, this energy, this vibration of love or innocence even, is really not normal, like, in society. So it's actually, like, not accepted by people. And people will try to stifle it out of you. Like, that's why there's so much hate in the world, because any drop of, like, purity that exists within somebody or someone's heart, like, people will try to squash that out, because it's almost irritating, you know? Like, it almost irritates their, like, their being, because vibrationally they're just not on the level to receive that high energy, you know? So it's like, upsetting even, or, like, uprooting or irritating or annoying, or you know what I mean. And I know this because, like, I've seen it in other people who have that innocence, and I've seen it in myself too. Like, I've received a lot of in my life, like, I've basically seen the worst of people, and it left me really battered, actually. And, like, it was just really hard to see that, you know, and to experience, like, people's hatred and, like, cruelty. And I'm talking about, from a very young child, I've experienced this. And it, definitely, like, it definitely kept me on the path, because it just taught me, you know, it was like many, many lessons, you know? So when you're already facing lessons, like, you can't, like, stop, like, you can't get out of a lesson, like, you have to keep going until you pass, and then you have the next lesson, and then you are forced to pass that one. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is the spiritual journey. You're not spared. And like I said, God will make sure you pass because you wanted it, right? You wanted him, right? See, so even people that like don't want God, but they want other things like material wealth or fame or whatever, they have to go through tests too. But the reward is not that great because the desire was rooted in matter. So the reward is also a material reward, right? So they're happy for like a few years, and then they have to still face karma of the world and of life that they've incurred. But when you're on a path that seeks God all the time, wherever you walk, number one, the floor is like lit up, and then number two, your footsteps leave no trace. So you incur very little karma, and if you do have karma, you are allowed to like burn it right away, or you're forced, basically you're forced to burn it right away. So the life of a you know, devotee or a person that really seeks God because life is kind of like hell, you know, that kind of person, they really suffer because they have to burn the karma quickly so that the rest of the life can be fine. And the faster you burn the karma, the easier things get. So I'll give you my personal anecdote. For me, things move very quickly. They shift very fast. I've had a very like my life has always been full of changes. So even like month to month, things are very different, drastically different in my life. I'm talking about like moving, leaving, changing, destroying. Things have been like destroyed within me, around me. Very rough, like cataclysmic life, you know. But at the same time, my basic needs and even my happiness is like protected by God. You know, so because he knows what's important to me. But if something is not important to me, and if it's even holding me back, he'll take it away, even if I love it, whether it's a person or a thing or whatever. And like I've seen it, guys, like I've had to leave so many things I love for the sake of just passing the test that I'm literally being forced to pass. Or I've had to even leave people that I love, you know. And I've been forced to even leave them in my heart, not just physically, but to actually leave them and let them go, you know, which is like really hard because with me, I'm the type of person and I've led the type of life where people fall in love with me, but it's like a double-edged thing. Like I also fall very much in love with people, not always like the people that love me, but sometimes, you know. It's a double-edged thing, meaning it's like equal. Like for every person that loves me or falls in love with me, like I'm also falling in love, you know, at the same time, maybe with them or someone else, but it's like the karma is like burned right away, or it's there right away. I don't want to say burned, but it's like there right away, right? So I have to like discover that pain also that I'm probably causing somebody else. Because like love is pain, guys, like love is pain, you know. It's a risky thing to endure, and you know, you'll hear me talk about love, like love is the most important thing in the world, like all these things, because it's true, that is the truth. However, it's painful in the sense that it cataclyses you, it changes you, it molds you, it shapes you into somebody more beautiful, like on the inside, into somebody more whole, you know, eventually, you know, and older in a spiritual way. So that's been my experience with that. But anyway, kind of back to the anecdote I was giving you. So like I was saying, Krishna comes across this like beggar woman, and she has like one little, I think it was even like a seed or something, or like a bean, I don't know, it was like something. And Krishna's like talking to her, whatever, and she's like sweating because it's like a hot day, and she's like, okay, like do you want it or not, like I have to keep walking, you know. And Krishna's like, yeah, let me see it. So she, in India, they carried like things on their head to walk as, you know, their way of carrying things. So she had like a cloth pad on her head, like a cloth bundle. So she brings down the bundle from her head and she opens it up. And right before her eyes, like both of their eyes, she unwraps it. She unwraps the cloth. And there's a whole, there are like hundreds and hundreds of and hundreds of diamonds and jewels. And like, that's just, oh my God, I can't. And like, Krishna like looks up at her and she's like crying and she's like, what is this? Like she just can't speak, you know? Oh my God. And like, that's God. Like, that's God. You know? It's just crazy. Like, not only will he bless you, but he will let you know it's coming from him, just to give you that like icing on the cake. And he will like give you more than what you ask for, you know, like more than what you expect. And oh my gosh, like, the amount of grace and like mercy that God has is just crazy. And you know, like, walking this path, like, or I don't know, going down this journey or whatever, has completely healed me, like changed me. I'm still on the path of healing. I'm not completely healed, and I don't know if like I'll ever be until I'm ready to dip out of here, but I'm almost ready to go. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I feel content with like continuing my purpose of speaking about information that people, humanity needs, you know? That's why I'm here. And maybe I've gone through what I've gone through so that I can give this to people, this information, you know? I have to know all this stuff from somewhere. Like, it's from my heart, my soul, that like all this experience is there so that I can give it to humanity. I hope that makes sense. You know? And maybe I need to say some things about that. Like, I just want anybody who I've met, like, don't think of me as like a certain way, because you don't know my life. Like, I've lived a very insane life that I've had to really live a life of austerity, you know? And that's not obvious from what I show. So of course, how will people know, right? Because I aim to put out like content and information that is colorful and like uplifting and like artistic, really. And I have a lot of like love for expression, and so I express, but there's been a lot of austerity like behind the scenes. So if you're somebody that like wonders like why we're not talking or like anything, don't like, just really don't, and don't worry about it. You have my love. like, this goes for any and everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, like, what you've done, what you haven't done. Like, to me, all people are the same. All people are souls that are the same in equality. Like, I revere and respect everyone. It doesn't matter if you've, like, done me wrong. It doesn't matter if you've, like, trashed my name. Like, you have my full love and reverence. And I don't exist. Like, I've said this before. Of course, I have to, like, exist as a human being sometimes, but my name, like, it's just a figment. It's just a figment, you know? It's just, like, the message is what matters. I don't matter, you know? And now I'm finally learning how to give properly. See, that's the thing. I've had that attitude for a long time in friendships. So when I maybe went silent on people because I was, like, undergoing my life, right? Like I said, I'm sure people were like, okay, like, why did she take away, like, the love she was giving me? Like, I needed it, or I was, like, I don't know, feeding off of it, because I've encountered a lot of imbalanced, let's say, friendships and, like, relationships in my life. So just know that I'm your teacher in that way, and you've also been mine. And so because you're my teacher, like, I uphold, like, respect for you. I have to, you know, and I am grateful for our interaction. And that's what it is. And again, like, doesn't matter what pain that you think that you inflicted upon me, it's cleared. And do not take any pain from me. Let it be cleared. Know that my messages and videos and podcasts are for you. Take them, use them. Like Krishna said in the channeling, like, take my love, right? Like, take my joy. So it's the same with me. Like, when you hear the name Seema, use it as fuel. Use it as fuel for yourself in any way that you can. I've said this before, like, I want people to benefit from my existence. So if you find something you like, let it inspire you, let it take you. That's my hope and message and wish for the world. And I plan to keep this sentiment, you know, so this is never going to change. It's rare that somebody like this exists. I don't think I've ever met anybody that is this way. So I've had a very lonely life too. But it's suiting. It's like suited for me. It's like fitting for me. Like, it's very much what I want and, like, prefer. Like, I definitely prefer solitude, spiritual solitude. When I was younger, I used to live a life of, like, pleasing people. And I would really try to be what people wanted me to be. So I would act the part and, like, really try until it actually became kind of, like, a part of me. Because it does, you know? And so this means, like, going out all the time. Like, of course I was a kid, you know? But today I was recalling a thought that I had. I think it was in, like, 2020 or 2019. And this thought that I had at that time was, I'd rather, like, work out or do yoga than, like, be around other people to set this stage in my life, you know? And then that's when I realized I was, like, I don't know, maturing in that aspect. But yeah, because I was becoming more spiritually inclined. And just in general, I don't know, I was just, like, grown up, I don't know, like, whatever, you go through that, and your life becomes a lot more peaceful after that, because you start honoring your needs, you know, and doing what you want, and then you actually find yourself, you actually find who you are, you stop basing your identity off of, like, other people, and, like, what they want for you, or, like, what, like, your identity should be, based off of, like, what you've been told by outer feedback of who you are, if that makes sense, you know, outer energetic feedback, because that also affects us on a subconscious level. We can pick up on people's thought forms, like, oh, they think this way of me, like, I must be that. No. But reality is a mirror, so first change your frequency that you're emitting, and reality will mirror that. You know, matter will mirror that. So, also briefly, one thing about me, because I like to, like, I've explored myself for years, because I'm so vast, like, I'm, like, again, I'm not real, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, one thing about me, if I can say that word, me, is I have a, like, it's not photographic memory, but it's, I can travel, like, I can travel within my memory, which I'm sure everyone can, but I think it's, like, really strong with me. And then, I've said this before, but, you know, being psychic or whatever, or, like, traveling to future memories, like, is possible, and you just have to, like, again, tune into the divine, and, like, these psionic, like, capabilities will be, like, heightened, like, naturally. That's another symptom of, like, going down the path, the spiritual path, let's say, is you attain various gifts. But you are so well trained that you use them very carefully and barely even. Like, I don't even use much because I don't really need to and I don't really care to. And I just care about being with God, you know, because that's where my peace is. And that's just, like, what it is. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, I hope you like this podcast / channeling. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. I want you to know that God loves you too and wants the best for you always. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Peace.